The theme of the talk with you this afternoon is what self, what world. When we take a step back from that which is around us and turn our attention inwardly, we would speak of it as our inner life. We take a look within, and what we experience is a kind of interactivity of our feelings, our thoughts, our perceptions, our memories, our ideas, our views, and all of that interactivity is what we call, everyday language, myself. This is who I am. And all intimately bound up, of course, with physical, biological life. And this bundle, this package, I call myself. And it's not much, but somehow, in just some feelings, some thoughts, some perceptions, and some interactivity with some images and memories, my God, it can do great for making our life miserable. And the whole of this inner life, this self, is so deceptive that when I stop as a human being and I close my eyes and I want to say, I want to look, I want to observe, to witness thought, what's going on inwardly. I close my eyes and look, I say, okay, I'm still, I'm silent, I'm ready. Thought, appear. And thoughts, ideas, views, opinions, they refuse to arise. And then I think, what the hell happened to them? And they're back. And out of these extraordinary phenomena that's going on inwardly, we, you and I, in our foolishness, out of all this feelings, thoughts, perceptions, ideas, mental activity, we construct out of this mess, which is a polite word for nightmare, we construct our view of the world. I can't get to the world unless I'm alive, unless I've got an emotional life, a thought life, a mental life. And that's what I look at the world through, and then I'm so foolish I say, this is what the world is. I'm looking at it through rose-coloured glasses, and red ones, and blue ones, and black ones, and green ones, and sometimes I don't know what the hell I'm looking through. And out of this, called being human, I'm supposed to know what the world is. And I'm telling everybody. Right now. Apologies, apologies. Sometimes the inner life is unusually quiet. It's called deep sleep. No, sorry. And sometimes in meditation, in natural awareness, in just being present, there isn't this activity going on, shaping and forming my view of what I call the world. And then I look at the world and I say, well, the world is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching. Anything out of that is a metaphysic, is an idea, it's an abstraction. The world I know is that. Yet, I still have to, as a human being, keep experiencing the world that I know and live in. That means, what are the primary expressions of seeing, hearing, contact? What do I have contact with? Because myself meets with my world. The world that I live in, I might like. I have my roles. I'm a Dharma dweller. I'm a father, I'm a lover, I'm a traveller, I'm a meditator some other time, and other things. And that's my world. I live in the world of people that my friends and I have contact with. And so you, when you look at your life and your experience, you will say, and I will say, this is the world I have contact with. This is the world that I'm familiar with. And some of us are saying, maybe skillful, it might not, the world that I live in, my social contacts, my roles and identities, I'm going to stay in that world. I'm going to remain committed to that world. Maybe fine, but it might be a tragically small world that we're living in. A small world based on what our priorities are.